We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Nature-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Canadian university students invent a special glove which may assist recovery in stroke patients. In education news, a book drive helps disadvantaged children of southern Algeria. In veg news, an Australian author highlights the benefits of plant-based living. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 18th, human rights activist Mr. Walter Max Ulathi Sisulu was born in 1912 in Ingobo, South Africa. In 1944, he helped found the African National Congress, ANC Youth League, with the future president of South Africa, His Excellency Nelson Mandela, and Mr. Oliver Tambo. Later, Mr. Sisulu was elected Secretary General of the ANC. He was a dedicated advocate of equal liberties for all citizens. President Mandela called him a hero among heroes. May Mr. Walter Max Ulathi Sisulu's selfless spirit continue to guide many individuals to live in respect and harmony with fellow beings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News updates from the Philippines. During a large fire in Makati City on April 19, at least 9 people were injured as the homes of about 1,700 families were destroyed. After containing the blaze, the Makati City government provided some temporary shelter and food aid for the thousands rendered homeless.
Ang mga tao tumakbo sa tatlong evacuation center at first.
Supreme Master Chinghai, who had immediately asked that our nearby association members go to assist the most vulnerable fire victims, reimburse their expenses of $6,000 for necessary humanitarian aid.
This amount could obtain $81,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States, based on the Philippines' cost of living. Starting May 2nd, our association's relief team in the Philippines worked with local officials to provide food and other necessities to over 300 families staying at an evacuation center. Items include biscuits, coffee powder, sugar, juice powder, soy sauce, vinegar, noodles, and hygiene supplies. An additional number of the fire-affected residents were also assisted at another shelter several days later in Montalban Province.
Hindi po namin to inaasahan. Thank you very much.
Para kay Supreme Master Chinghai, thank you very much po sa lahat ng mga binigay ninyong relief goods para po sa ating mga fire victim ng Laperal dito sa Makati.
Salamat kay Master Chinghai na natanggap ko.
With thanks to the Makati City government for its swift response to those in need, we also join in appreciation for Supreme Master Chinghai's loving support and our association's relief team for their efforts to ease the victims' suffering. May the Philippine families quickly resume their regular productive lives as we pray that such unfortunate events are minimized through everyone's kinder lifestyles.
Thousands flee wildfires in Alberta, Canada. As of Tuesday, May 17th, 100 wildfires, 36 still out of control, were burning across the western province of Alberta. Amid strong winds, warm temperatures, and dry conditions, officials issued fire bans in several counties as over 1,000 firefighters worked to bring the blazes under control. Hardest hit thus far has been the town of Slave Lake, with nearly half its structures completely destroyed and all of its 7,000 residents evacuated as firefighters attempt to save the rest of the town. A state of emergency was declared and visiting Alberta Premier Ed Stelmach pledged the support of the government, while the Edmonton Humane Society worked to care for an estimated 200 dogs, cats and other small animal companions. Upon hearing of the fiery disaster, Supreme Master Chinghai requested that our nearby association members please ask local officials if any help is needed, and to go if possible to visit and help comfort evacuees. Expressing her deep love and prayers, she said any urgent items given will be reimbursed by Shihu headquarters. Supreme Master Chinghai also offered $10,000 to the Edmonton Humane Society, with lots of love and gratitude for helping out with the care of the animals. Our appreciation, Canadian firefighters, officials, and organizations working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her wholehearted support. May such damaging events be lessened as humanity's kinder stewardship of the ecosphere helps restore our planetary balance.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Speak out. The call for basic freedoms and democratic principles continues as people risk their safety and even their lives to gather and speak as one voice in countries across the globe, including Bahrain, Burundi, China, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Syria, and Yemen.
Tunisians blockaded employees of UK-based BGU Group for 48 hours on Monday, May 16th, as they called for the energy company to fulfill its previous promise to hire more locals rather than bring in people from outside the country.
According to the New York Daily News, Mariam Al-Khawaja, daughter of leading Bahraini human rights activist Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja, announced that her father had been severely abused while imprisoned when he refused to videotape an apology to the country's king, and that she has received threats of similar treatment. Meanwhile, the Bahrain Youth Society for Human Rights reports that students at the University of Bahrain are being told they must sign a pledge of loyalty to the current regime or be expelled from school. Meanwhile, two ships attempting to bring letters from Iranians to Bahraini protesters were turned back when they encountered coalition warships of countries engaged in the crackdown on protesters in Bahrain.
Around 10 Moroccans were injured Sunday when they were blocked by police from reaching the headquarters of the National Intelligence Services to protest human rights abuses at a detention center in Tamara. The Moroccan National Press Union also spoke out against the aggressive handling of the press attempting to cover the protests.
Egypt's former First Lady, Suzanne Mubarak, who was detained for questioning over potential illegal profiting from her husband's position as president, relinquished $3.4 million in cash and authorized the sale of a villa she owns. Various press agencies report that she and the former president possess several billion dollars, which has drawn criticism in a country where the majority live on less than $2 per day.
A court in Burundi freed journalist Jean-Claude Kavumbagu after 10 months of detention, while in China, detained artist Ai Weiwei was allowed to meet with his wife for the first time after 2 months of imprisonment.
The Russian government has offered to mediate the Libyan conflict. This follows a meeting Sunday between UN officials and Libyan Prime Minister Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi, where the UN called once again for a ceasefire as well as full humanitarian access. Amidst the International Criminal Court's prosecutors' moves to issue arrest warrants of Libyan leaders who have abused their power, the Arab League meanwhile requested its satellite operator, Arabsat, to halt the transmission of Libya's state-owned television channels, in compliance with the United Nations Security Council resolution. Libya's top oil official, chairman of Libya's National Oil Corporation, or NOC, Dr. Shukri Ghanem, has been reported to have defected from Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's regime.
In Syria, thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched in a nighttime funeral procession on Monday in Sakbar for a 26-year-old who had been fatally wounded by security forces, as more than 300 fellow citizens reached the Lebanese town of Al-Bire, fleeing the violent oppression. Adding to the 100 reportedly killed so far, a mass grave with 13 bodies was discovered on Monday in the Syrian town of Daraa.
With deep sorrow for the lives lost, we are heartened by the glimmers of peace in regions of turmoil, and we pray for an end to all conflict, as people in every nation choose to live in shared tranquility, dignity, and freedom.
Plane lands safely despite engine fire. Pilots of a Cathay Pacific plane brought all 136 passengers to safety in Singapore's Changi Airport on Monday, May 16th, after one of the aircraft's engines caught fire. The plane had departed from Singapore for Jakarta, Indonesia, but quickly turned around, with the engine being completely shut down when the problem was realized. As conditions inside the cabin became alarmingly turbulent, some passengers said they prayed together, asking God for protection. Fortunately, the plane landed smoothly, with the pilots later thanking everyone for their helpful cooperation during the time of danger. We are grateful for the safe return of the passengers and crew aboard the Cathay Pacific flight, wishing everyone a renewed appreciation of life to be shared in the cherished company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Temperatures in the Indian states of Chhattisgarh and Orissa reach scorching records of up to 45 degrees Celsius, with at least 6 sunstroke deaths suspected, as people are advised to stay indoors and stop work during midday hours.
Save our planet. Sea Shepherd Conservation Society President and founder Paul Watson announces the group's intentions to protect the nearly extinct bluefin tuna off the coast of Libya by monitoring activities in the region in accordance with the European Union fishing moratorium there.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $20,000 in added support to this noble work. Save our planet. Since April, about 50 leopard sharks have been found lifeless on the shores of California, USA, due to massive internal bleeding, with the cause of this fatal condition as yet unknown, although some suggest that it is due to toxic chemical runoff.
Save our planet. According to a report from the UK Centre of Ecology and Hydrology, rivers were at their lowest ever recorded levels at the end of April, with the month itself the hottest in 350 years, and land in England and Wales the driest in half a century.
It's me, Shiny the Shammy, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. Today I have a tip about helping your local animal companion shelter. Together with your family, friends, and neighbors, you can start a Friends of the Shelter Club. Consider organizing a car wash, a vegan bake sale, or offering services like walking canine friends. The money earned can be donated to the shelter to assist with their expenses. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
In medical news, a special glove may assist recovery in stroke patients. The biomedical sensor glove can track movements of the wrist, palm, and index finger of individuals and allow them to exercise at home with little supervision. Using a software program, patients can observe their own rehabilitation progress while also sending the information to their physician. The device was created by 4 undergraduate engineering students at McGill University in Quebec, Canada. Our accolades and appreciation, participating inventors. May your innovation help improve the quality of life of many beautiful individuals.
In education news, a book drive assists disadvantaged children of southern Algeria. According to Magharibia, an online news source of North Africa, the nonprofit organization National Foundation for Health and Research Development, FOREM, organized the project. Books will be sent to El Minea of Gardaya Province, where a center has been established. It has a library and rooms for teaching, reading, drawing, as well as multimedia and internet access. The endeavor received enthusiastic support from citizens of all ages around the country. Kudos National Foundation for Health and Research Development and Caring Algerians for collaborating on this laudable program. May it help bring new vistas of knowledge and joy to the bright children of El Minea. Up next on Noteworthy News, a book gives tips on staying young, healthy, and happy. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned for more enriching news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, marvelous news for a resplendent world. In Veg News, a book by an Australian author highlights the benefits of plant-strong living. Forever 21, The Empowering Guide to Reclaiming Your Youth, Beauty, Health, Happiness, and Spirituality, was written by Ms. Kathy Devine. It discusses principles on how to maintain your well-being throughout your whole life.
I was hoping to for people to feel more positive about themselves, about what they're eating, and ultimately to save animals and to help save the planet.
In the second part of Forever 21, Ms. Devine shared interviews she conducted with experts in a variety of fields. Among those featured are personal trainer Ms. Fawn Porter and naturopath Ms. Robin Shooter, both of whom are vegans.
Condition. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Can you tell us about the message that you wanted to convey in the Forever 21 book?
Well, it's really, really simple. Eat a high-nutrient, plant-based diet. Every food that you eat makes a difference to your health.
Forever 21 is available at www.amazon.com or see kathydevine.com for more details. Our congratulations, Ms. Kathy Devine, on Forever 21. May your book be greeted by much success in raising awareness about the importance of choosing the vegan diet to protect countless loving beings and our precious earth.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Please join us for some humor, the joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Masculine or Feminine.
A Spanish teacher was explaining to her class that in Spanish, it's not like English, nouns are designated as either masculine or feminine. For example, house is feminine, la casa. A pencil, however, is masculine, el lápiz. So a student asked, what gender is computer? Instead of giving the answer, the teacher split the class into two groups, male and female, and asked them to decide for themselves whether computer should be a masculine or a feminine noun. Each group was asked to give 4 reasons for the recommendation that they chose. The men's group decided that computer should definitely be of the feminine, la computadora, because, for reason, no one but their creator understands their internal logic. Number 2, the native language they use to communicate with other computers is incomprehensible to everyone else. Number 3, even the smallest mistakes are stored in long-term memory for possible later retrieval. And number 4, as soon as you make a commitment to one, you find yourself spending half your paycheck on accessory for it. The woman's group now, they decided, however, that the computers should be masculine, el computado, because number 1, in order to do anything with them, you have to turn them on first. Number 2, they have a lot of data, but still can't think for themselves. Number three, they are supposed to help you solve problems, but half of the time they are the problem. Number four, as soon as you commit to one, you realize that if you had waited a little longer, you could have gotten a better model.
And now a heartline from vegan star couple Eric and Eliza Roberts. Eric, an Academy Award nominated actor, was the guest speaker at Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. Eric's ever-radiant wife, actress, casting director, author, and animal advocate, Eliza, was featured on Vegetarian Elite.
You guys do great, great stuff. We get more compliments on your show than any other we've done.
So glad you're in our lives. Very fondly, Eric
and Eliza Roberts from the United States.
Spectacular Eric and Eliza. It's fantastic to hear from you. Vegan. We cherish your luminous appearances on Supreme Master Television. May your deeply compassionate nature be an inspiration to many people, encouraging them to transition to the earth-saving vegan lifestyle. With hugs and all our love and God's blessing.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner peace and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Speaking in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Madame Monique Koulibaly, president of the nation's Red Cross, commends the organization's volunteers for their bravery during the recent unrest, as many risk their own lives to provide life-saving medical aid for people in need.
NASA's Space Shuttle Endeavour launches successfully from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA, with U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who has been recovering from a January 2011 gunshot wound, attending in support of her astronaut husband, Commander Mark Kelly.
The government of Iraq announces an initiative to enhance the financial sector and people's lives by enabling them to open bank accounts, make payments, and transfer cash using mobile phones.
His Majesty King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia inaugurates the new $5.3 billion Princess Nora Bint Abdul Rahman University in Riyadh as the largest campus for women only in the country, including 15 colleges that use solar power to generate nearly 20% of all electricity.
Details of the upcoming wedding of His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco to former South African Olympic athlete Charlene Whitstock have been revealed to include festivities starting June 30th, culminating on July 2nd, when the ceremony is held at the Prince's Palace.
After receiving assurances of security, the United Nations World Food Programme announces that it is resuming operations in South Sudan and will distribute food for 240,000 people this month.
Agence France press reporter Emmanuel Deparc wins the esteemed Albert Londres Prize, the top French language journalism award, for his insightful and sensitive coverage of events in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
A stray Iraqi donkey named Smoke, who is informally adopted by US Marines in Iraq's Anbar province, is being flown to the equine assisted therapy center Take Flight Farms in Nebraska, USA, where his loving presence will help veterans overcome post-traumatic stress disorder.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.